Yep, I don't know why that did that. I meant to do that. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Stat Boy Sports Bar here on the Jeff Meacham Network and across the social medias of good old JM, for now at least. We'll get on Mikey's momentarily, I'm sure. But in the meantime, you know him, you love him, and if you don't, then why the hell are you here? Stat Boy!
Hello, my internet fans, as I pop open a cold one. In remembrance of Mr. Joe. Mr. Joe Morgan, rest in peace, sir. This one's for you.
It's a fucked up day in the Meacham house, tell you that right now.
A tasty beverage. 77 years young, playing for Houston, Cincinnati, San Francisco, Philadelphia, and Oakland, with a career average of 271, 2,517 hits, 268 home runs, 1,138 RBIs, 689 stolen bases. Wow, what a career that was. Plus, he was a broadcaster, as many athletes do when they're done playing. ABC, NBC, ESPN. Wow, what a life. Thank you, Brendan, for the comment. Indeed, rest in peace.
I'm not sure where Jay gets off putting this comment with the two whitest guys in the room, but okay, sure, Jay, if you say so.
Up your 40 and check your rolling. It's that boy time, baby.
Long Beach. I'm sorry.
There you go. Anyway, thank you all.
I understood that reference.
There you go. Thank you all for coming into the...
No, it wasn't, Michael. And we'll get there.
Thank you all for coming into the sports bar. Thank you, Jeff, for doing the quick version last week as I was in Vegas celebrating my 43rd birthday. The Wi-Fi was horrible out there, so we made the decision that you would take over, and I thank you for that. Vegas is Vegas. What can I say? I mean, you go there to have a good time, and you end up losing your whole bankroll. But I didn't lose everything. I lost my bankroll. I'll admit to that.
What happens in Vegas goes on Jeff's YouTube.
Exactly. I was surprised that we got a nice long-running feed from the airport to Golden Nugget, where I stayed. And I also want to give a quick shout-out to Slot Lady. Thanks for the birthday meet-and-greet, I guess, whatever you want to call it. It was my birthday, but she got the gift. She got my Stat Boy shirt, so now I have to order another one, and I promised I would order one of her shirts. Check out her live feeds once in a while. She's a YouTuber just like we are, but she likes to gamble and she likes to go live. And ironically, the day I met her, she lost $2,500. Yeah, so she was none too happy. I guess I can take blame for that. Maybe I'm an unlucky charm. I don't know. But anyway, enough about my personal life.
Before we go into personal life, I'm going to not only bring up your personal life, I'm going to dig your brother for incorrect spelling. It's INQURING, you knucklehead, JJ. However, what happened, Mikey? What's up with that?
I told you guys before, the plan for me to meet Slot Lady was not to try to hook up with her. I don't know anything about her. All I know is she's a YouTuber that goes to casinos in Vegas and Deadwood, South Dakota, and she records herself playing, and that is her thing. That is what she does. It wasn't a hookup job or anything like that. It was just, hey, you're a fellow YouTuber. That's all it was. Plus, with what she lost on the table, there was no chance that I was going to... Let's see, you lose $2,500 and want to hook up with somebody. It ain't going to happen. Thank you, Harley Baby. Yes.
But see, the thing is, though, if you were up there with her, you know, she's called Slot Lady. You know, you had a Rocky moment. You know, she's got gaps, you got gaps. Together, you know, fill gaps. It's a sports movie. It's a sports bar. These are the jokes, folks.
This is it. All right, let's get into the meat and potatoes, or let's get into the appetizers. You need to hit the chat. Oh, my God. Renegade.
He's here all night, kids.
Yeah, be sure and tip your waitress. There's going to be a drinking game in the sports bar. Anytime Renegade says something with an innuendo, I take a drink. How about that? There's one right now.
We need you to stay functional for the hour, Mikey. Let's not do that,
I'll
shall
we?
I'll
stay functional, I promise. Let's get to the
fully functional and multiple techniques.
We'll see. Let's get to the sports. Let's get to the stats. Let's start off with your new NBA champions for the 17th time, and the fans let them know last night in the city. Your world champion, Los Angeles Lakers. There's the team photo with LeBron dead center. There you go.
That's his
fourth. Yep, there's his fourth title. He also got the MVP, which honestly, I think the finals MVP is like who's the most popular player. It's not who scores the most. It's not who does the best. It's the player that's just the most popular. And they had no choice but to give it to LeBron. And then, of course, last night, even though all the way back at Game 5, they put barricades up around the Staples Center, and Staples Center was saying, you guys are not going to gather here. You guys are not going to celebrate. The fans said, yeah, right, the hell we're not. And, boy, they were out there in droves lighting off fireworks, probably not wearing masks, but they didn't care, battling with the police. Rubber bullets, guns, militia. Some of them had to be taken out into an ambulance. Oh, wait, that's Ric Flair in Puerto Rico. My bad.
Woo!
I love that story. But, I mean, what's going
to
happen?
Gotta draw money. We're not coming back yet.
Gotta draw the money. Are we going to have round two like this if the Dodgers end up winning the World Series?
No, because baseball fans have some sense.
Ah, we'll see.
Baseball's a classy sport for the most part. Unless you count Roger Clemens, anyway, or Barry Bonds. No, the thing is though, with the Lakers, I saw a couple of different memes. The first one was, you know, somewhere the gods of COVID were looking down on the LA going, fresh meat, you blithering idiots. Number two, I saw a lot of questions about where the banner would go inside Staples Center. How about you take that damn Taylor Swift sign down and put the banner over there?
Good call.
Go Kings, go.
I like that.
She's
one.
A curse. Michael says Dodgers aren't winning yet. We're not on baseball yet. Calm down.
We're getting ready to, Michael. I appreciate the enthusiasm.
Oh, now we're getting snippy with the Dodgers. Okay, you're on the wrong sports bar.
Wow. Are you guys turning on your teams already? What's up with that? I mean, come on.
Well, I mean, the way they play the first two games, it's saying. Anyway, but we'll get there.
Anyway, so
we're getting ahead of ourselves, they say on TV.
Exactly. For now, basketball is done until Christmas Day, 2020. That's when the new season starts, and it looks like it's going to be an 82 game season again. Hopefully by Christmas things will lighten up a little bit. We don't know about that.
Christmas magic.
Yeah. So training camp starts November 10th. And the season starts Christmas Day, and the league wants to do a full 82-game season. Not a problem there. And also, what am I seeing here? With a condensed schedule, so the finals are once again played in June, which will allow players to participate in the 2020 Summer Olympics, which was also postponed, so they're thinking about that.
Very cool. And I know Commissioner Midget Bettman from NHL said we're going to start New Year's Day, so that's cool.
And that's good too. The one thing I want to see happen in basketball, and they've never done this, and they need to do this. They need to take one player from each team, regardless of how they finish. They need to have a 32-player one-on-one tournament.
Okay.
Then that person can say they are the best. Good old-fashioned one-on-one.
I say playing a game of horse. Let God sort it out.
No game of horse. Just a standard, good old-fashioned one-on-one street ball game.
Didn't you watch Confidential with Bradshaw playing horse? That was TV gold. I mean, come on.
And if you haven't seen, there's a nice mural that has popped up with the entire Lakers legacy.
There you go.
Kobe, of course, wearing the black and holding it front center. All the Lakers there. How a mural got put up that fast, I have no idea.
It's almost as if they started it before the series. Imagine that.
Could you imagine what would have happened if they had lost? They would have had to...
Probably the same thing squared.
Probably so. So congratulations, Lakers. Enjoy your...
What? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Enjoy your WWE themed belt that Triple H sent you.
Wait for it. Wait, wait. I have it.
There it is. Job finished. Congratulations to King James, Anthony Davis, and the entire Lakers organization. Enjoy this title. Lake Show for Kobe. NBA Finals. Standard belt. It should be purple. I said the strap should be purple. With the, it's already got the gold. It's already got the black. I say make the strap purple. That's the only thing I say to do with that championship belt. But that's just my opinion.
How dare you question the COO? Shame. Double shame on you, Stepboy. And by the way, JJ, to answer your question, to be fair, it's Giants fans. So, I mean, does it really matter? It really.
Oh.
I said what I said.
Yes, you did.
All right. I'll take a drink of my water now just to be
take a drink and let's switch gears and let's head over to baseball. The championship series has begun. We are down to four teams. The Rays, the Astros, the Braves, and the Dodgers. My bracket got thrown out of the window right after the first round. I'm not going to lie about that one. The Rays are up 2-0, and that's a bit of a shock. I did not think at all that the Rays would be up 2-0 in the first two games of the ALCS. And apparently, in game two of the ALCS, Manuel Margot, just watch this catch. You have to see this.
We have the footage, Mikey.
Well, here comes Springer representing the tying run. Now the 1-1 pitch. There's a swing. He popped him up down the right field line with a stay in play. Drifting over, Margot into foul territory near the sidewall. Makes the catch. Flips over the wall. Did he hold on? Yes, he did. What a catch in right field by Manuel Margot. Oh, my. He had to go over the side railing to make that grab. Huge group of Rays went to go check on their fallen teammate. He's walking back a little gingerly, but...
Yes, I edited that clip specifically so we could watch the Houston guy be sad. Can't hear you, Mikey. Can't hear you, Mikey. Nope. I know hear you, man. Testies. Let's do that and then do that. Hello? Nope. Something for you on your side. I can hear that, but I can't hear you talk. I don't know why I can't hear you talk. Oh, now you're back. There you are.
Am I good?
Yep, you're good. Very
good.
Okay, so let's see. We got a couple of comments here. Just to clarify, I'm no Dodger fan. I'm an Angels fan. I like the Halo. Right on, girl. You go, girl. Love it. Dustin Grimes says, Astros got caught cheating last year. It'll be excuse this year. I said it a few innings ago. You can almost hear that music in the air. It's the Dodgers choking once again. And JJ says, Tampa Bay versus LA. Probably. We'll see. Michael says, Ray versus Braves is worst case. It's funny because it's true. Oh, man.
I mean, that was a great edit by the point, having the Houston Astros throw with that. After a catch like that, you got to think, man, that's got to hurt like hell with a fall like that.
Turn your output volume up, Mikey, if you know how.
I don't have that.
Okay, well, you're very muffled.
Oh, my gosh.
There we go. Now you're good.
I have no idea what I'm doing to my phone, but I'm on my phone, so...
I think what happened was when you had it where you were, you had your thumb or something over the microphone, is what I'm guessing.
I don't even know what the microphone is on this damn thing. Anyway, let's just continue on. So currently it is 1-0 Astros in game three. They're in the top of the fifth inning. And again, the Rays are actually winning the series 2-0, which is a bit of a surprise because the LA fans want the rematch and they want the Dodgers to pound the Astros into the ground. Will the Dodger fans be ticked off if the Rays get in? Probably. But
no.
We don't know what's going to happen yet. As far as the NLCS, we do have a final in Game 2. The Braves have beaten the Dodgers 8-7, and now the Braves lead that series 2-0.
Right.
So,
and prior to game two tonight, Dave Roberts had a comment because they decided to scratch Kershaw due to back spasms, and Coach Manager Roberts had this to say.
The likelihood is very good. It's one of those things that we just felt that we tried to kick the can down the road as long as we could, and today he just woke up and felt that, you know, it just wouldn't be smart. So we as an organization decided to just push him back, and I honestly don't know what game we plan on starting him, but I think to leave that option open for Clayton when he feels as good as he can makes the most sense for all of us.
Yeah, he was asked prior to that clip. I forgot to leave that in because I'm a poor producer. He was asked what the likelihood if he'll be in this series at all. What's the likelihood of him playing in the championship series at all? They're speculating game four if it does happen. So hopefully they won't need him in game four. But, you know, the way they're playing, it's ugly, man. So
that would make the sense. Game four would be the best place to be. If you're having back spasms, then game three is out.
Yeah.
I mean, unless he has
he
has a miracle masseuse or something, or acupuncture or whatever, and he just gets a mega back crack, then
right,
put him in for game four.
So we have a contest going in the chat room, Mikey.
What's
this? It's between brother and nephew to see who can be a bigger snark as the course of the show goes on.
Is it just me, or does the ALCS sound like Vegas versus Kings? Good one, nephew.
I think it's past your bedtime, Bubba.
It's only 7:30. It's not even close.
I said what I said. I'm the boss.
And what is brother saying to retaliate?
Nothing yet. I was just making a joke because JJ was so very funny earlier on. Now Dylan's trying to be with the ha-ha with the Kings reference.
That's my nephew.
Yeah. So, and the reason you're having trouble with your phone is because you're an old man with technology, apparently. So there's that.
So, ouch. Yeah. Who is this person?
I don't know. I don't recognize her.
Harley, who are you, Harley? I'm not that. I may be 43, but I'm not that old. I may complain that I'm old, but I'm not that old.
He's older than me.
Who are you, Harley baby? We'll have to find out as the
Mr. Fuji will investigate.
Yes, let's do that. So,
baseball has been very, very bad to us.
not for too much, but we're gonna see what happens with the game three and game four. All right, time for the main event. Time for them. Get your drinks and get them ready. We're talking football week five.
Dun 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 dun.
Dun 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 dun. The teams that did not play, scheduled not to play, were Detroit and Green Bay. They had their scheduled off weeks for the week, but Denver and New England were forced to get postponed thanks to COVID. Oh my God! It's Deanna from work. Oh, I should have recognized Harley, baby. Harley, she likes to be. I'm getting tortured on my day off.
Your nephew, your brother, and your coworker walk into a bar. No, it's a bad joke from hell.
It's a bad joke from the beginning. I told her about the show, and now I regret doing it. I should have caught the old man reference. She this did that to me on my last work shift.
For those of you just joining us, Stat Boy is flustered.
Oh, I'm flustered big time. I need another drink. I'm sorry.
Go, Bear. Is that Miller Lite you're drinking, Mikey?
Yes, it's Miller Lite.
Good. Better than Bud Light.
I had Bud Light in Vegas.
Ugh. No wonder you're unlucky. Drinking out of horse piss.
Honestly, I didn't even drink that much. I don't even think I even got buzzed at all.
That's because you can't get buzzed on Bud Light because it's actual Clydesdale pee.
I honestly think as I've gotten older, my alcohol tolerance has gotten better.
I think you need to drink with me and we'll test that out.
I mean, because I know I drank a few beers. I know I had a couple Jacks and Cokes. A $5 fine. Yeah, all my money's in Vegas, bro. Sorry, it's not gonna happen.
I'm sorry, JJ. Did you get your memo that you were made proprietor of this establishment? I don't think so. His place. His place. I don't know which way I'm pointing because I'm all backwards.
No, you're on
I
the
drank
right.
a lot over the weekend. I didn't sleep very much. So.
Yeah, but I honestly I didn't drink, honestly, like I wanted to. Probably because I had no one to drink with.
Good. But, anyway, well, then next time you stash me in the trunk of a car and you're out there, you go.
I'm not going to stash you in the trunk of the car. I'm going to put you in the cargo hold.
Okay. Oh, that's right, because you flew.
I'm going to sneak you on the plane. All right, let's get this.
I actually can't fly right now, believe it or not. So there's
no?
That. So, no.
You can't fly?
Concussion, no likey.
Okay, Pia Pan.
Pia Pan!
Pia Pan. Let's start talking football.
By the way, Once Upon a Time is on Disney Plus, and I just got finished the first half of season 3. God, I forgot how good that show was.
It is a good show.
Damn good show.
All right, week 5. Let's get started with the stats, and let's get started with the games. Like I said, Detroit and Green Bay were scheduled off. Denver and New England forced to postpone due to COVID, which basically screwed up everything, which caused us to have a Tuesday night game also with Tennessee, but they're okay as well. So let's get started. Tampa Bay against Chicago. Chicago beats Tampa Bay 20-19. Tom Brady, 25 of 41 with 253 yards and one touchdown. Nick Foles, 30 of 42, 243 yards. Sadly, I didn't get that game right. The point spread was a 5.5. I picked Tampa Bay. I was wrong. I went with Brady. Look what happens. He loses by a point. Thanks a lot, Tom. And you call me an old man. Look at him. He's still going. So, there you go. Throw your thoughts in on week 5, of course. Put them in the chat. Put them in the comments. There you go. And also at the end, we're going to do the power rankings. And do we have the standings?
Standings, no. We have the schedule for next week, for this coming week, though.
Okay. So as far as the standings, let me see if I can bring that up real quick. With Tampa Bay, actually the whole NFC South, with the exception of Atlanta, are tied at 3-2. So who's in charge of that division? I have no idea. Chicago is in second place in the NFC North. They moved up to 4-1, so they are doing quite well with that. Moving on to the next game, the Bengals and the Ravens. The Bengals were almost the first team this week to get shut out, but thanks to a last-minute fourth-quarter field goal, they scored 3 points, but of course they only ended up scoring those 3 points as Baltimore scored 27 points. Joe Burrow, 19 of 30 for 183 yards. Lamar Jackson, 19 of 37 for 180 yards. Again, I picked the Bengals on that one. They were a 13.5 point spread, and they couldn't even – they needed to score at least 2 more touchdowns for me to get that one right, so that didn't happen. Way to go, Baltimore. Good job for them. And as far as they are 4-1, second place in the AFC North, and the Bengals are at the bottom of the barrel on that one, 1-3-1. Brady made himself look like an idiot. He sure did.
I mean, by the way, Dustin, based on your profile picture, sorry, I'm a little late on this, but happy birthday, Dream.
Yes, it was Dream's birthday, yes.
You know what down it was, damn Brady. Awesome. Even though Chargers lost again, but hometown boy Justin Herbert is still playing good.
Brendan, you're a little bit ahead of yourself, but that's okay. Joe Burrow. We haven't gotten that far to Joe Burrow either, but that's okay.
Yeah, Dory says move Chicago. She's in the next room. She's in the next room. Jesus.
Dory boo Chicago. Dory is my roommate. Dory is the one that's been beating me in my overall weeks the past 2 weeks. She and I have got this little thing going on. I do my picks because of the point spread. She picks the winner, and she's beaten me the past 2 weeks. That's what I've been talking about at the end of every show, just so everyone knows. When I tell you my record and I tell you if I have a winning week or not, her record is better than mine.
So she does the points. So she just picks the way we used to do it in the old Stat Boy Pick'ems.
Yes.
Got it.
I see do well, it by the point spread.
And see how well it's going for her, not for you right now? I'm just throwing it out there.
It's not my fault I can't make a right pick because of points. It's the team's fault. I blame the teams.
Sure.
And that's the way it is.
And that's
wait till I talk about the Vikings. Wait till I talk about that. So, of course, I got Cincinnati wrong because they couldn't score any points to save their life. Coming up next. Exactly. The Panthers beat the Falcons 23-16. Teddy Bridgewater, 27 of 37 with 313 yards, 2 touchdowns. Matt Ryan, 21 of 37, 226 yards, no touchdowns. The Panthers have defeated the Falcons twice in the last 10 matchups. Usually it's the Atlanta that always wins against these teams. But this time, Carolina got lucky. And Atlanta can't even, and will continue to do so. Thank you, Dory. And the Atlanta Falcons are 0-5. They haven't gone this bad since 1997. What's going on with Atlanta? Are they focusing on the Braves and not the Falcons? What? Oh, my God. Where's my beer?
Stat Boy Roast Week 2. Now, honestly, I think Atlanta's still chasing that football that Dallas onside kicked 3 weeks ago.
Ah, there you go. Good call.
Dumbasses.
But I did get Carolina right, so it put me at 1-3 for the week.
At least Dallas won this week.
Yeah. We're getting to that. Hold tight.
I know.
Las Vegas Raiders against the unbeaten Kansas City Chiefs, but the Kansas City Chiefs are no longer unbeaten as they lose 40-32. Derek Carr, 21 of 31, 347 yards. Patrick Mahomes, 22 of 43 for 340 yards. Derek Carr has got a cannon on him during this game, throwing two 50-yard passes. 30-yard passes are common. 20-yard passes are common. 40 are unbelievable. 50 are insane. 15, you're playing NFL Blitz. You're playing Madden. 50 yards. Half the field.
What a turn booster!
Do it twice.
That's it.
Wow. They deserved that game, scoring 40 points and earning the number three spot for the week. Indeed, Michael, the Raiders are a threat in the AFC. In fact, because of that game, the Raiders are 3-2. They're right behind the Chiefs at 4-1. The Chiefs were one of the teams that were going for the top spot in the rankings. Had they won, it would have been close. But they don't need to worry about that. They have to wait another week before they get into the top three. They wanted to be in the top 10, that top spot. It just didn't happen. So good job to the Raiders. I did pick the Raiders. I got that one right, and thank goodness I did. Arizona Cardinals against the New York Jets, one of the most disappointing teams in the entire league. In fact,
what else is new?
A breaking news report came in during tonight's game that they released, I hope I pronounced his name right, Le'Veon Bell. I don't know much about him. I didn't get any stats on him really quickly, but it came up as breaking news that he is gone. He signed a contract. He only played 5 games, and he is out. But it really didn't make a difference because, let's face it, it happened, Dustin. He is out after 5 games. Apparently something didn't gel with the team. That's what they said. We're waiting on an official statement from the Jets, but I don't even know his position. I don't know his stats. I know nothing about it. I should have done a little bit of homework before I went on, so I apologize for that. But he is gone. Arizona wins 30-10. The Jets fall to 0-5, and they're no surprise here. They are going to be at the bottom of the barrel again for the fifth straight week.
They suck. They suck. Michael says they might be the worst team ever. There you go.
I would not call them the worst team ever. There has to be a team that just doesn't perform worse than them. I don't know. I actually call the Giants that they've been bad too this season. But as far as ever, I mean, the Jets, weren't they good during the Namath years? Say from my Vikings ranch, should have went for the. Yeah, that's what I'm going to touch on, Dory. You're absolutely right. When I get to the Minnesota game, thank you, nephew. Running back rookie, Reap. Thank you, 2013. Good job.
Right on, Dustin.
Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes. What is this? Am I missing something?
So somebody in chat room fill him in.
I gotta hear about this one. Anyway, the next
move right along.
Of Pennsylvania when the Eagles took on the Steelers. And I did not write that one down, so what did I get here? Where is it? Pittsburgh 38, Philadelphia 29. No fly, Eagles fly this week. Greg Cherry, Carson Wentz 20 of 35 for 258 yards. Jalen Hurts had to come in at the end and throw a quick pass in. Ben Roethlisberger, 27 of 34, 239 yards, 3 touchdowns. I did pick the Steelers. I went with the Steelers because they also were an undefeated team, I believe. Yes, they are still currently undefeated. They are in the lead. They are the number one team in the AFC North. And, I will say that, you know, the Eagles aren't the Eagles are not a bad team. They are, you know, they have a great fan base, just like the Raiders. Fly, Eagle, fly, and all that. I see that on Facebook.
Die, Eagles, die.
Unfortunately, and I know I'm jumping ahead, but before the Dallas game, the Eagles were actually in first place at 1-2-1, because apparently being 1-2-1 is better than being 1-2. So, and even the commentators were like, a team that wins a tie is now number one in the season, in the division, and they would be in the playoffs. Well, that's not happening anymore. AFC North is the best division. Yes.
Hard to argue.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Each team has 4 wins in the AFC North. Absolutely true. That is the best division going right now.
Uncle Jay, I think he's just trying to be a little Meech because he's got the snark with him, unlike Stat Boy. So and there's that. So.
Hey, if Nephew wants to take over the mantle of Stat Boy, absolutely. I have no problem with that. Keep it in the family.
Why Aaron not? Promised him the talk wrestling role about 10 years ago. So you're next in line, really? Though. He did.
Wow.
Whether I die or not, apparently, so there's that. So.
And now the big game, the tough game. Come on now, buck up, don't worry. Dallas takes on New York and wins 37-34. Yeah. But the big news in the third quarter, and if we've got the footage, go ahead and bring it up.
Well, I don't have the clip of the injury because I refuse to air that ever, but okay. I do have the send-off of the field. Go ahead and explain what happened.
Well, in the third quarter, Dak Prescott was, I don't remember if it was a pass or if it was a run, but he got tackled, and, well, let's just say his foot went one way and the ankle went the other, and here's the result right here. Take a look.
If it was a wrestling show, it would have been a Sid Vicious reference, Uncle Jay. Anyway, here's the aftermath.
I think you can tell by his face, he knows that it's not something small. Kid right there has never missed a start, Jim, his entire career.
Okay, first my big problem with this, with the commentators saying that there goes his career. Okay, I get that the injury is bad, but, you know, he had surgery that night. He's home. He's recuperating. I think he's going to come back. I've got faith in him that he'll heal up just fine. You know, Dory and I were I was watching the game, and as soon as I saw him hit the ground, I saw that his ankle went one way, his foot went the other one, and I'm like, oh my God, that is one of the worst injuries I've ever seen on live television. And yeah. Even she's like, he's done, until there's an official statement from the Cowboys or from Dak himself, he's not done. He is not done at all.
Let me say this, you guys, and it's been a very hard couple of days. Let me be real on that with Joe Morgan and then what happened with Dak and everything. I made a mistake today of watching the clip of Dak getting hurt, and then Dylan had said he saw it, so I showed him the Sid Vicious injury to compare. I've spent the last 3 hours trying not to barf. No lie. Sid's was gruesome. It was horrible. It was the worst injury I've ever seen in wrestling ever. Athletes are a whole other animal. Like, I'm not trying to say they're the same breed because it's a completely different form of entertainment, sport, whatever. Triple H has come back from both quads at different times being torn and has gone on to be arguably the greatest ever. God, even the old man tore both quads in the same moment and still walked to the back. Athletes and people in athletic endeavors are just a whole other beast. And yes, it's ugly. It was gruesome even, I dare say. But with the right rehab and patience from both Dak and the Cowboys and also the Cowboys fans, he will be back.
I think he'll be back. I really do. It may take a while. And Dallas did end up winning 37-34, which was a great thing because, I mean, if the Giants had pulled this off and actually won, one, I think it would have been disrespectful because let's face it, your starting quarterback gets taken out of the field, onto a cart, loaded into an ambulance, went to a hospital that night, and then New York just plays like they don't care.
Right.
Or something like that. And, Andy Dalton now gets to step up. And what do you know about Andy Dalton? Can you give me some info on him?
I don't know a whole lot because I haven't been following. I've been a very poor fan. But I will say that he is capable of filling in. Honestly, he has to, I mean, if we're going to be real. But the fact of the matter is, he's the guy now. He has to be the guy because Dak is down, and we don't have a whole lot of reserve. So we'll see what happens. I have faith in Andy, and I have faith in the coaching staff, and I'm losing faith in Jerry, and that's been a whole long term thing with me personally. But we'll see how things go. I mean, it's week 5 of 16. Plus playoffs, yep. So we'll see.
And thanks to the win, the Cowboys are now in first place at 2-3. So
there you go.
If the playoffs were to start today, they would be in. Let's see what happens in week 6. Spoiler: they're playing Atlanta, so they're Atlanta's 0-5. Now it may sound like a gimme game, but it's the same situation because the Giants were 0-4 coming into this game, and they ended up scoring 34 points, which is the most they've done this season so far. So maybe something is turning around for the Giants, but Dalton's got a huge pair of cleats to fill, and I think he can do it. And like I say, Dak, I want you to get better real quick. I mean, I unintentionally screwed up your name the first 2 weeks. I didn't mean to do that, so I want to see him come back. And I want to see him better than ever, and I want to see the Cowboys go all the way. Jennifer Carr says, "Oh, hey, Jennifer Carr, hop in, say hello. Great, welcome to the sports bar.
Pull up a chair, Jen.
Yeah, have a drink on me.
Let's see. So Todd says sup, and he says Raiders.
You're a bit late on the Raiders, but
well, he's also late to the party, so that's okay. And then he played Bengals and started for a while, and then let's see. Dustin says Dalton took the Bengals to the playoffs like 4 or 5 years in a row, so that's a good thing because Bengals suck. Exactly. So if Andy can get Cincinnati to the dance, then we'll hope for the best with him wearing the blue.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly. Todd just got here. Don't be mean on him. He just got here, so you be nice, Deb.
Okay. Well, he needs to catch up and start drinking. All right, next game. The Cleveland Browns took on the Indianapolis Colts and ended up winning 32-23. Phillip Rivers, 21 of 33 with 243 yards. Baker Mayfield, 21 of 37, 247 yards. The Browns have scored 30 or more points in 4 consecutive games, and the last time that happened, neither one of us was born. It happened in 1968. The Browns are just kicking ass here. They are scoring points left and right. The last time they even started 4-1 was back in 1994. And I'm telling you, let me look here in my standings page again. Where are you guys? The Steelers are going to have a run for their money with the Browns. It's going to be close between these two. That's what I think anyway. Oh, he's drinking. Good. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Todd, for the compliment. And he's drinking.
Dustin with the hot take.
Phillip Rivers is like a Rick Rude. Awesome to watch, but never won anything significant.
Hey, wow. Rick Rude was World Heavyweight Champion. I don't care what anybody says. Take the cover off the mic, Mikey.
I think they've been good before. I just don't remember when.
Right.
I want to say maybe back in the early 2000s, or the Browns were winning, and then the joke came up again that the Browns would go to the Super Bowl. I just don't remember when that was. Next game.
Chiefs don't play as good as they should have. They do need to set up to beat the Bills. Yes, they do.
Yes. Very sure. Well said, Anthony.
All right.
Miami took on San Francisco and beat them 43-17. Miami scores the most points in the week. They easily get the number one. The Miami came to play this week. I don't know how they did, but they did, and 43 points. Ryan Fitzpatrick, 22 of 28 for 350 yards, three touchdowns. C.J. Beathard, 9 of 18, and then Jimmy Garoppolo had to come in and finish the game. So no hands down about it. Miami laces out. They scored, and they played big time. In fact, laces out was a joke on tonight's in the Titans game, which I'll get to in a second. They went for a kick, and, of course, the laces were not out. They were in. So they said, have you not seen these?
These are jokes, folks. Rick Rude from Todd's hometown of Robbinsdale, Minnesota. There you go.
Minnesota.
But he actually was. He was the world-class champion. He was also the WCW International World Heavyweight Champion. So he was a world champion.
Minnesota and Seattle. Seattle ends up edging out Minnesota 27-26. Kirk Cousins went 27-39 for 249 yards. Russell Wilson, dominating performance again, 20-32, 217, adding three more touchdowns. He's well into double digits. Seahawks scored 21 points straight. They had the shutout going in the first half. And as Dory said in the comments earlier, they had the lead. They were down by the 4-yard line. They could have kicked the field goal. They would have had an 8-point lead. And here comes Russell Wilson, 96 yards in less than who knows how many minutes. And then they score the touchdown. They get the lead. There's still time on the clock. And the last play of the game, Cousins went for a pass. The ball came loose. The referee called it a fumble. And it was supposed to be called an incomplete pass because I saw an incomplete pass. And just like that, the game ends. Time runs out on the clock. I don't care who you are. I say Minnesota got screwed in that game because with 18 seconds at end, I think they still had a timeout left. They could have gone for the Hail Mary. They could have set up. They could have gone for the field goal. They could have won exactly, Anthony. I don't know if they blew that game. They should have gone for the field goal. They made the wrong choice. And then I think the referee put the nail in the coffin by saying it was a fumble. The Seahawks recovered, end of game with time running out. So, yes, Todd, you're a Raiders fan. I can clearly see that in your
avatar.
Your avatar. So Seattle won that game, and they move up to 5-0. No spoiler there. The L.A. Chargers took on Nhudat and the New Orleans Saints, and they went to overtime. And the Saints ended up pulling out the victory 30-27. Justin Herbert, 20 of 34, 264, four big touchdowns. Drew Brees, 33 of 47, 325 for one touchdown. The game was tied before they went into overtime. Michael Bagley misses the game winner. 50-yard field goal. He hits the upright. The ball does not hit the crossbar. They go into overtime. New Orleans gets their field goal. LA has one last chance to keep the game going. It doesn't happen. And LA loses. Sorry, Charger fans.
Maybe the quarterback from the other game should have thrown it through the uprights. It would have gone 50 yards that way.
Good call on that one. And, of course, tonight's game, Buffalo and Tennessee. Buffalo wins 35-16. And let me make sure I had my stats written down. Where did I put my stats on? There it is. Josh Allen, 26 of 41, 263 for two touchdowns. Ryan Tannehill, 21 of 28 for 195, three touchdowns. And the Titans, you know, they hadn't played for 2 weeks due to their little COVID scare, but they came back. And they are undefeated. And now it's time for some power rankings. All the teams.
Before you go there, you notice Mikey's using pen and paper to write down his stats. If you would like to see Mikey get an iPad and actually move to the 21st century, donate to the Jeff Meacham Network.
please, I'm so far behind. I do have a tablet, but I just don't use it that much because it's old and who knows what. iPad. I'm an Android guy. I'm not an Apple.
Okay,
guy.
So Android. What I just said iPad because it's the first thing that popped my mind. If you like to give Mikey a tablet in general.
And
a few more comments before we get into the power rankings. Mikey, Todd, you mentioned he was a fan earlier. He's a Raiders fan since Super Bowl 15. His dad was not happy with that decision.
There you go.
Dustin Grimes says, crystal ball. Herbert leaves the Chargers like Drew Brees. Goes to the Saints, wins the Super Bowl. I am okay with the Chargers leaving Los Angeles, period. Let's just get them back to San Diego. Just go wait. And Jennifer says, her money's on the Chiefs. So there's that. So there you go.
Not a bad guess there, Jennifer.
Not a bad guess, Jen. Yes, take a drink. All right, very good. All right.
Well, let's see.
Here we go. According to your coworker, that would require him to know how to operate the technology. So that's a very good point. So maybe we could have his roommate, his coworker, his brother's nephew all help him train on the technology, because everybody's ragging on him tonight anyway.
I am so gonna get her back at work. I'm very happy I've been back at work. By the way.
Yes,
I'm
exactly.
I'm very happy that Knott's Berry Farm has called me back to come to work, and boy, when I get back there, oh.
Now, Mikey. Now, let me. But before one more thing for the power ranking, I promise this will be for the power ranking. I promise. If you are going back to work, and I'm very happy you are, you're wearing your mask up here at work, right?
Yes.
Okay. Good boy. All right.
Wear a mask.
Moving right along. Footloose and fancy free. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And I will say this, at work, I feel like I'm more polite about telling the people I'm not, you know, jumping down their throats all the time.
Right,
you know?
Right.
I mean, that still happens in Las Vegas also. I mean, when you're at the tables, you know, the dealers will, you know, their focus should be the game, but they will jump on you if your mask is not.
Oh, yeah, have to, man. Now, put this way, I went to two different parties. One was a like a party type gathering at my friend's bar. The other one was a formal dinner party last night. Masks were on, man, because it's even in a small group, you never know who's carrying what. So
you never know.
Above the nose, kids. All right, off we go.
Here we go. You've got all the graphics ready. Now the graphics.
I am ready.
Numbers on them. I will give you that stuff as we do. The bottom team that has dropped one position, as no secret there, it's the Jets. There it is.
Friggin' Jets.
It's the Jets. The team right above them, number 31, only because they scored all the points in Dallas, that's the Giants.
Right.
The Giants scored those points.
I will find them. There they are.
There's the Giants. They scored all those points, and they moved up a spot. Next team, even though they lost, they have more points than the Giants currently in the season, and that's the Falcons.
Falcons.
That's the Falcons. There you go. And that's all the teams that are 0-5. All three teams have not won a game. The Falcons are doing the best out of those three because they can score. The Jets are doing the worst because they haven't scored that much.
Atlanta can score. They just can't get an onside kick.
Exactly. The next teams, all these teams coming up, are 1-4, and the bottom team in that bunch, dropping one spot out, is the team that doesn't have a name, and that's Washington. Washington football team, dropping one spot. The next
Not dog team, spot, liver spot, my spot.
Yeah, there you go. The next team, they dropped four spots, and that would be Jacksonville Jaguars.
Okay, wait a minute.
Four big spots.
Complete with Tony
who's
insert.
That in there? Who's that in there? In that now?
It's Tony. It's Tony Khan. It's Tony Khan.
That's Tony.
It's
Khan,
Tony. AEW? It's Tony Khan owns the Jaguars, buddy. Yeah.
He does.
Why do you think they play in their stadium, dude?
I did not know that. All right, the next team who have scored one more point than the Jaguars. And they actually gained three spots, and that would be the Houston Texans.
Well, whoopee shit for them.
Moving up, actually staying in the same spot from last week, and the only reason they are ranked higher than the Texans is because they have allowed less points. That would be bolt up the Los Angeles Chargers.
There.
There you go.
I don't even like you guys. You get a fancy graphics.
And the team that is dropped three spots thanks to losing to Seattle, that would be the Minnesota Vikings.
Minnesota.
All right. The next couple of teams, the next four teams, actually, they are all 1-3. And this team coming up next is the Denver Broncos.
Denver. There's Denver.
And somehow, with them not playing, they actually gained three spots. Don't know how that happened, but they did not play. So
Well, your power rankings, you tell me.
The next team above them, they stayed in the same spot from last week. That is the Detroit Lions.
Detroit Lions.
And Detroit and Denver, they have not yet scored 100 points in a season yet. Detroit is at 99. Denver is at 82. So unless Detroit gets shut out in week six, which they better not, they will join the 100-point club. That's what I think anyway. The next team is...
That's my story, and I'm sticking
to it. Actually, the next two teams are the ones that have the ties in their records. And they dropped three spots because they only scored 3 points. Coming up next is the Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh, Lordy. Where the hell are they? Hang on. There they are.
There's the Bengals, yep. They're just over 100 points.
Jesus.
And following them would be dropping out one spot from the last week. That would be the Eagles.
1-3. I hate them so much.
All right, the next three teams. These are the teams that are at 2-3. And so far at the bottom of that list. And they dropped 5 points out of there from last week. The first team up will be the San Francisco 49ers.
Or as Dana Carver would say, fucking 49ers!
There you go. And thanks to all the points they scored and gaining six spots, laces out, Miami.
Welcome to Miami.
There's the Dolphins. And the next
team. I'm with Dustin. I'm with Dustin here.
Why only two pro teams? Good question.
It's a good question.
At this point, I say get rid of the Bengals and let the Browns do everything. Why not? Next team coming up.
You're canceled next week.
Yeah. Next team up. The team that is currently leading in the NFC. That in the NFC East, your Dallas Cowboys.
You're leading the division with 2-3. That's all I'm going to say. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. 163 points in a season in 5 games. That averages to about 35 points a game.
You're averaging 35 points a week, and you've won 2 games, guys. Jerry, hello.
Up next, the only team that is 2-2, they didn't play. Dylan might not be happy about this one.
Nor will Jennifer.
But
I did find a kick-ass logo, so I'm going with it.
That is a good kick-ass logo. I like that one. That should be the one.
I miss the old logo. The logo now is whatever. So,
all right, the next teams. These teams are all 3-2.
There you go.
And the next team up is Carolina. The Panthers. They actually stayed the same.
Carolina. Where the hell is Carolina? There they are.
Here's Carolina. All right. Next up, they dropped 4 spots from last week, but they're still 3-2. We're talking about the Indianapolis Colts.
I just saw that. There they are.
More like the Indianapolis horseshoes. You think they could
horses? They wear shoes. Come on. Think outside the creative box, Dapp boys.
Why does not have a cowboy as their logo? Why is it? I get Dallas is the Lone Star State. I get that. So why can't they invoke a cowboy? Why can't the Colts have a Colt?
Because the Cowboys don't need to have anything but a star, because the Cowboys are America's team.
Tell that to the Raider fans.
I will. Line them up. Starting with Todd. Go ahead.
The next team to come up.
Bunch of silver and black painting crazy people.
Next team coming up, gaining three spots. Arizona, the Cardinals.
Fuck Arizona. Anyway, I'll put it up there anyway just because I'm just randomly saying things now.
You just don't care, do you?
I really don't. I don't. My quarterback's broken. I don't give a shit anymore. I don't.
No, your quarterback is fixed and on the mend. He's not completely broken. All right.
Well, if he's broken like wrestling, he'll come back crazy. So they'll do that. No, yeah, so.
Next team, they lost four spots, but they're 3-2. Tom Brady, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Good for Tom. The site of WrestleMania. Oh wait, that's right.
It is a rumor. It has not been confirmed yet.
If they move it, it'll be okay because they actually haven't announced anything for 2022 WrestleMania. So all you do is just wait one more year.
Yeah,
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
I would. I've actually talked about it. I would go to Florida for WrestleFest or FanFest or whatever they call it. I won't go for the show, but I will go for FanFest or whatever because Pop's out there and I want to go see Pop too.
Michael, I think you just needed. Michael, I think you just need to sit there and do your comments and just be quiet. I think it's what you should do. I'm just throwing it out there. Thanks. Okay. Never mind. There we go. Very good. Okay.
Now, wait a minute now. I want a little bit more. Explain. Give me a reason why. You got to back it up, Michael. You got to back it up.
No. I'll back up the retort. Who always plays on Thanksgiving? What is the most American holiday? Because we are such a bunch of gluttonous, self-hating savages that take over people's lands just to be pricks about it. That's America's team. Cowboys. There you go. That's why.
The rules of this debate are as follows. Each contestant, they will have 2 minutes. My money's on Meacham right now.
Right.
Okay, the next team.
No politics.
Not just one little bitty bit of
no politics. No.
Have all the fly jokes been given out? Are there no more fly jokes left?
I understood that reference.
Thank you.
The best one though was the meme people put out of Captain Picard and Data looking at the screen on the bridge of Pence, and they zoomed in. It was Jeff Goldblum on his head. Okay, no more. That's it. No more. That's it.
I just want to say one thing about the fly incident.
Oh, God, what did I do?
No. This isn't political. This is human. Why didn't anybody say anything? Why didn't Senator Harris say anything? Or why didn't the moderator say anything? This isn't political, Jeff. This is human. If somebody has a fly in their hair, regardless of who the person is, wouldn't you have the human decency to say, excuse me, sir, you have a bug in your hair?
I can't answer without getting in trouble.
My God.
I can't. I'm trying, but I can't. Like, the okay. Good boy answer is not coming. So,
okay, move along. I just want to throw that out there.
These are the jokes you're looking for. Move along.
Okay, fine. The next team.
Go about your business.
They played tonight, or they played yesterday. They were the Sunday night game. New Orleans is the next team.
There you go. New Orleans. Beautiful.
New Orleans at a plus one. And the last team of the 3-2, scoring 40 points, almost winning the week, Las Vegas, the Raiders.
Look at the Raiders doing things. Look at them.
Yeah, they moved up three spots.
There you go.
All right, the next few teams are the teams that are 4-1. And we are in the top 10. So we start off with the Bears.
The hell are the Bears?
Where are the Bears?
They're the Bears.
There's the Bears. Up two spots, they are number 10. Number 9, hailing from SoFi Stadium, we're talking the L.A. Rams. Up one.
I finally found the logo I wanted, Mikey.
That's a good logo.
It only took me 4 weeks.
That's a good logo.
I missed that logo.
They played tonight. They lost tonight. They dropped 5 points, but they're still in the top 10. They are no longer undefeated. it's the Buffalo Bills. They need to do better.
The Buffalo Bills, won't you come out and play? Come out and play. Nope, they lost.
And another team that is no longer undefeated, they lost as well. They are the number 7 team. We're talking the Chiefs. And the number 6 team, the team that's surprising everybody, they actually got to move up another 2 spots. They are right on the cusp of the top. They actually are the team in the top five. We're talking Cleveland, number 5.
So I no, actually they're the bottom of the top 5.
Okay. We only have 4 teams.
Jeff stuttering. It's almost time to say goodnight, kids.
Almost. We have 4 teams left. All these teams are undefeated. The team that defeated Philadelphia, they are 4-0. They are the number 4 team. Greg Cherry is happy. Hashtag Cherry for Quizzlemania. They are the Steelers at 4-0.
I don't have that banner. I'm a poor sport. I'm a poor co-host. I'll fix it later.
You want to put it up there?
And
if you can find it, put it up there. So
I don't have it. I'll do it later. It's fine. I don't have it.
All right. The number 3 team, they won tonight. They scored 42 points. They are the number 3 team. They tightened up. It's the Tennessee Titans.
I understood that reference.
Thank you. Number 2. The only reason this team is number 2 is because they did not play. They are still undefeated, but they are no longer the number 1 team. We are talking about the Green Bay Packers, and that only leaves 1 team left. The 1 team that is leading everybody in the league. They are 5-0. Their quarterback has got the most touchdowns this season. Put the bird up there. We are talking about the Seahawks. Not the Ravens. I'm calling a flag on the play on that one. The green and blue of the Seattle Seahawks. They are 5-0. Unfortunately, they are on their bye week in week 6. Therefore, if Green Bay wins, all they have to do is score 17 points or more, and they will regain the top spot. Both teams are done with their bye weeks, and now it's going to be a battle for the rest of the season.
It's going to be knockdown, drag out, kids.
Knockdown, drag out. So the leaders in each division, Chiefs lead the AFC West, the Steelers are the leaders in the North, the Titans in the South, and the Bills in the East, the Seahawks in the NFC West, the Packers in the NFC North, a 3-way tie in the NFC South between the Bucks, the Panthers, and the Saints. They're all at 3-2, and the Cowboys are leading the NFC East. So there you go. Now let's get some predictions in. Follow along with my picks. Go ahead and challenge me if you wish. As you can see, they're all up here. And we're just going to go down the line. And all games are on Sunday except for the doubleheader on Monday. So now, again, I'm picking by way of point spread. You can pick any way you want. If you want the point spreads, go ahead and send me a tweet, message me, however you want to do it. But I'd like to start seeing some players. Let us know how you do during the week. That way we can compare, and if you beat me, you're definitely going to get a shout out. So we have Houston and Tennessee, so I'm definitely going to take the Titans on that one. There's no point spread on that one, so that's just a straight-out pick, so I'm going with Tennessee. The Lions and the Jaguars, I'm taking the Lions on that one. I'm giving up 3.5 points, so for me to win that game, Detroit will have to win by at least 4, which I think they can do. They're coming off their bye week, they're rested, they're well to go, so I'm taking Detroit. With Cincinnati and Indianapolis, I have Indianapolis at a -8. So for me to win that game, Indianapolis has to win by more than 8 points. If they do win by 8 points, that's considered a tie, and a tie is okay. But that's how you had a question about that one last week, Jeff. So if it comes out to be even, it's considered a tie and nobody wins. But I'm giving up 8 points with the Colts over the Bengals because, let's face it, the Bengals did horrible this week, so I don't think they're going to rebound. So I'm taking the points with the Colts. As far as the Bears and the Panthers go, I'm picking the Bears to win that one. They have a 2.5-point advantage. So as long as the Bears win, they win. If they lose by 3 or more, then I lose that game. But I'm saying Chicago straight out. With Atlanta and Minnesota, I'm going to take Minnesota again. I'm giving up 3.5 points because, let's face it, they went toe-to-toe with Seattle. I mean, to lose by a point, and then I still say they got screwed out of that game. So I'm going to give Minnesota another chance. They've got this. They can easily beat Atlanta by 3.5 points. Atlanta's not the worst team in the league. That's the Jets. But I think Atlanta will keep it close, but not that close. So I'm giving up 3.5 points on Minnesota. Washington and the Giants, honestly, that game is like a throwaway. Because let's face it, the Giants aren't going to win that one as well. Washington, I have a 3-point advantage on that one.
Stadium implosion.
I like that. Ravens and Eagles, the Battle of the Birds. The Eagles, I have an 8-point advantage on that one, so I'm pretty certain that they can easily handle that. Nothing to worry about there.
Die, Eagles, Broncos, die.
Yeah, there you go. Broncos and Patriots. Where is Broncos and Patriots? That's the opening game of the week. I've got a 9-point advantage for Denver over New England. Cam Newton, I hope, is still doing well with his COVID treatment.
Yes, definitely. But, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to see anything bad happen to him, but he needs to hurry up and get back. As soon as he comes back, I will start picking New England again. But for now, I'm going to go with the Broncos. Cleveland and Pittsburgh, like I said, this is going to be the matchup of the week. Those two teams are just going crazy. I've got Pittsburgh at a 3.5 under. I'm giving up 3.5 points. I kind of want Cleveland to win this one, but it's gonna be a back and forth battle. But I'm going with Pittsburgh on that one. The Jets and the Chargers, that's a throwaway game. Let's face it, the Jets aren't going to win this one. In fact, I think I miswrote that, but that's okay. I'm going with the Chargers on this one. Dolphins and Broncos. Okay, or excuse me, Dolphin. Oh, wait a minute. What happened there, Jeff?
What?
We've got the Broncos up there twice.
I don't know. I don't know.
Miami is playing the Jets, and Broncos
are the Jets anywhere else?
No.
Okay, then watch that out. I didn't type that up. So.
Well, that's okay. Well, so the. So the Jets are playing the Dolphins. I have the Dolphins
In that game. Sorry, Chargers, kids. I'm not the stat boy. I'm just a producer.
It's okay. the Chargers are playing. Who are the Chargers playing?
I don't know. Are they off this week?
No. Yes, that's it. The Chargers are off this week. That's there why. We go. Okay, so we'll fix that up later.
No.
No. Probably not. I don't think so. Unless they're playing Atlanta or the Giants, they have a chance.
Damn. That's some sad shit right
there.
Other
than that, I don't think they're going to. And if the Jets lose to the Giants or the Falcons, that's going to be. Then 2020 has just gone down the garbage. So next on the list.
Hasn't already.
Packers and Buccaneers. This is going to be the big matchup between Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, but let's face it, we've probably had that battle before. So I've got Green Bay at a -2. The Rams and the 49ers in the Battle of California. I'm going to go with the Rams on this one at a 3.5 points. Down with that one. And then the Monday night games, the Bills and the Chiefs. Both teams are coming off losses. Excuse me. So we're going to go with Buffalo. I think they're going to rebound, and they have a 3-point advantage. And finally, the Cowboys and the Cardinals. Like I said earlier, I am going to go with the Cowboys. They're going to rebound, and they're going to come back stronger than ever, and they're going to just take over the NFC East. By storm. Seattle, the Chargers, the Saints, and the Raiders are currently on their bye weeks, so they are not going to play. And the only way that the Seahawks will keep the top spot is if Green Bay, Tennessee, and Pittsburgh all lose. And then then all the Seattle fans will say, well, we're still on top, and we didn't even have to play to do it. So
Seattle's only on top because they're in the space needle, and they're really high in the air.
Exactly.
I mean, let's be honest. So, all right. Well, there you go.
We're at the end of another episode.
Fix your mic, Mikey.
We're at the end of another episode of The Sports Bar. Thank you all for coming in. Thank you, and thank you for torturing me. You know who you are. check out our new shirts. We have some new shirts to show. And there's the Dad on Wrestling shirt. There's the Renegade shirt. There's the brand new Stat Boys Sports Bar shirt. I'm going to be putting in an order for one of those. And, of course, the classic Stat Boy approved shirt. These are the shirts of the classic Casa D18 Brotherhood, being myself and the West Coast Professor and the Renegade and so much more. Check out teespring.com and buy a shirt because it helps us out. Show your shirts on social media. Follow me on Twitter at LBStatKid1977. And thank you for all the comments and everything else. Special shout out to Harley Baby for torturing me during the show. And trust me, when we get back to work next week, you're going to hear it. There it is. Haha, you're welcome. Oh, and she has a YouTube show as well that I can do a nice little plug for. I don't have all the info, but I will say that Harley Baby does a lot of Disney stuff. She's a Disney girl. And
has she been to downtown since they opened up to check out the quote-unquote new experience?
I would believe so. I think she has. In fact,
I was pleasantly surprised this weekend, I gotta say. So,
yes, and I did see the picture of you in front of the Black Panther mural. Very good. That was well done.
I wasn't me. That was Jay, actually. That wasn't me. That was Jay.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I was in front of ESPN Zone in front of the silhouettes with the birthday girl.
Right. So I need to get out there, and I need to do the Wakanda Forever for that.
There you go.
Week 6 is...
Go ahead.
Yes. What were you going to say?
I have more plugs, but you go right ahead, sir. It's your show.
Oh, if you have more plugs, by all means, go right ahead.
Very good, sir. Tomorrow, right here on the Jeffy Tree Network, as well as the NoDQ.com YouTube channel, as well as the Greg Cherry brand, it is the return of Talk Wrestling. Oh, yes, that's right. Talk Wrestling is back, baby, with a full result recap analysis of the WWE Draft 2020, and, of course, Ask Meech Anything on the Jeffy Tree Network on Talk Wrestling. The next day, Thursday, Greg and I are back for Wrestling Rewind. Two for Thursday. We've got Cactus versus Vader from Halloween Havoc 93. I've never seen that match, and as I mentioned so many times in the course of promoting this match, it is the match that Mick Foley legitimately tried to end his career and cash in an insurance policy. Legit, folks. And then following that, we're going to have Eddie Guerrero versus Rey Mysterio from 1997. It is one of the best matches of all time. Let's be real. And then Friday on the Jeff Beecher Network, as well as the Greg Cherry brand, it'll be the post-game wrap-up for yet another week of the NerdyQ.com Wrestling Trivia Challenge. And as Mikey was so very nice to point out, in addition to the Renegade shirts, we have so much more going on across the Jeff Beecher Network on Teespring. You can link it from the JeffBeecherNetwork.com. There are all the shirts, every single one of them. There they are, kids. They're all there for your buying pleasure, your wearing pleasure, and your Christmas giving pleasure. Let's be real, kids. It's almost Christmas. And knowing shipping these days, and knowing shipping these days in the COVID era, buy the damn things now. Just throwing it out there.
Good call.
Bananas. So that's it for me plug-wise. But again, tomorrow Talk Wrestling will be back at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. We're probably going to go 2 hours because, well, it's me and I talk a lot. So.
Yes, you do. You do. So, pay up all your bar tabs. Thanks for coming in. The bar will be open again next week at the normal time, hopefully, Tuesday, 3 o'clock. That'll give on all the games are on Sunday. And on Monday, again.
Hopefully.
On Tuesday, we should be getting ready for the World Series because both those series are Game 5s. We don't have any hockey news. We don't have any basketball news.
We have hockey news. The Kings cleaned up in the draft. The Kings cleaned up in the draft. That's what happened in the hockey news. just that's it. That was it. Just one little chest out real quick there. I'm good.
Okay, there you go. But unless something major happens,
right,
I'm not going to really focus on hockey and basketball until Christmas time. So there it is.
And New Year's. There you go. That's it.
And New Year's. So until then, it's going to be just a little bit of baseball, a little bit of, and of course, the main topic is football until the Super Bowl, and then who knows what's going to happen after that. So thank you all for watching. The bar is closed. Thank you all. I will see you next week. Stat Boy.
And Mikey gets the first copyright with the new logos. Good night, everybody.